I'm sure the topic of my talk is the most elementary among the Hope Algebra lectures. So, actually, it is accessible, accepted by non-specialists, namely categorists. But sorry for mentioning about category, not so much. So we work over a fixed field K. In general, multiplicative non-abelian structures are more difficult than the additive and abelian structures. But by approximating in some sense, but without spectral sequences, more naively in some sense, multiplicative non-abelian Hopf cohomology related to the Hopf crossed product by additive abelian Hochschild cohomology. We shall prove the non-commutative, the weaker Chivalry decomposition for Hopf algebras, namely non-commutative affine groups. So how we in regard as Hopf algebra regard Hopf algebra as non-commutative affine groups. As is well known, the category of commutative Hopf algebra is anti-isomorphic to the category of affine group schemes. By definition, an affine group scheme is a functor and G from the category of commutative algebras to the category of groups, which is representable. And it is necessarily represented by a commutative Hopf algebra A, H. Thus, value of G in R, a commutative algebra, equals algebra homomorphism from H to R. What is the group structure? The group structures, namely the product, unit, and inverse, arises from the Hopf algebra structure, namely the coproduct delta, epsilon, co-unit, S, the antipode. For example, the group functor of n by n invariable matrices is represented by a Hopf algebra. N by n monomials, polynomial of n by n variables localized at determinant det. The Hopf algebra structure are given these equations. We can see from these equation formulas the antithesis of linear algebra. So spiritually, we may suppose the category of non-commutative Hopf algebras is anti-isomorphic to the non-commutative affine groups. This scheme is not so new. Our founders already bore this in mind. The founders, who are the founders? The founders, namely the founders of Hopf algebra and the theory of Hopf algebra, the theory of non-graded, non-commutative, non-co-commutative Hopf algebra. They are Stefan Chase and Moss Seidler, I think. But it is interesting to notice that almost at the same time, G.I. Katz from Kiev reached almost the same notion, and the same notion as Hopf algebra. Katz called it ring group, which is nowadays called Katz algebra. roughly speaking, Katz algebra is a Hopf algebra with star structure. And roughly, I leave you some history here. So De Maizière and Gabriel wrote at the beginning of the 70s, I think, the famous book on affine groups called Tome 1. And then Mitsuhiro Takeuchi combined the area of affine groups and the Hopf algebras and succeeded, especially in his theory of hyperalgebra. And extremely, as is well known, the notion of quantum groups was discovered in the middle of the 80s by Drinkfeld and Jimbo. And also in the area of operator algebra by Voronovitz. And since then, distance among these areas becomes closer and closer. Spiritually, Hopf algebra is a non-commutative group, but technically we took ideas from non-commutative rings and their antithesis, namely coalgebra theory. For example, the sigma notation invented by Heinemann and Suidra. This is the antithesis of the product notation for non-commutative rings. The second, the quadratical filtration, H0, H1, da-da-da-da. In particular, H0, the first term, is called quadratical. Due to the Jacobson radical. And it is by definition the largest cosemi-simple subcoalgebra in H, Hopf algebra H. Third, duality. It including the Lie theory, or more generally the hyperalgebra theory. And at last, the last example is the closed product. This is by nature, purely non-ring theoretic. We focus on the last notion. Let the group. We have some three notions. First, the graded algebra, and more strongly, strongly graded algebra, and more strongly, the G closed product. And these are respectively generalized to Hopf algebra. In two ways. G-graded algebra is generalized to H-commodule algebra, where H is a Hopf algebra, and then dualized to H-module coalgebra. Strongly G-graded algebra is generalized to H-Galois extension, non-commutative tossers, and then dualized to H-Galois co-extension. G cross product is generalized to H cross product, or equivalently, cleft H Galois extension, and then dualized to H cross co product, or equivalently, co cleft H Galois co extension. It is a future for Hopf algebras. There is a pair of notions which are dual to each other. So for our main theorem, we have to work with H-cross co-product, but I will explain the idea of the proof for G-cross product for simplicity. So let me call Chivalry old theorem. Suppose characteristic K equals 0, and let G be a linear algebraic group, namely the group of rational points of algebraic affine group scheme bold G in K, and G sub U, the largest closed normal unipotent subgroup, or the unipotent radical, then G over GU is linear reductive, and the quotient map splits as a homomorphism of linear algebraic groups, so that G equals the semi-direct product. This is generalized by the following, Ryuto Takeuchi. To see this is a generalization, notice that we needed to notice that linear algebraic groups is included in a finite generated commutative Hopf algebras. Of course, if K is algebraic closed in characteristic zero, the inclusion can be replaced by call. Takeuchi proved the next in 72, long ago. Suppose characteristic K is zero, if A is a commutative algebra, not necessarily finite generated, then the quadratical H is a Hopf subalgebra. This is a part of conclusion. And the embedding splits as a Hopf algebra homomorphism. How we quantize this results to non-commutative Hopf algebra. This is our main theorem. This is the main theorem. If A is non-commutative Hopf algebra, such that quadratical is a Hopf subalgebra, for non-commutative Hopf algebra, we have to assume this assumption. We have to assume this one. This is assumption. Then the embedding splits weakly, namely as a left H linear coalgebra homomorphism, so that A is the coalgebra A is described as a semi-direct coproduct or smash coproduct. I think we need some result from quotient theory of Hopf algebra. What is the quotient theory of Hopf algebras? Quotient theory of Hopf algebras is a study of various structures associated to inclusion of Hopf algebras. Inclusion of Hopf algebras corresponds to the quotient of non-commutative affine groups. So some by abuse of language, we call such study and quotient theory of Hopf algebras. What is the needed result? And for an inclusion of Hopf algebras, there exists a convolution invariable left H linear map from A onto A. So the coalgebra A is described as an H closed coproduct given by some dual cocycle sigma. In several cases, this holds in several cases, including the first, H includes the quadratical of A. The second, if H is finite dimensional. Finally, A is a pointed case, namely which corresponds to the solvable non-commutative affine groups. For example, this includes quantized universal envelopes. So for our main result, what is main result? This one, yeah. Here. Sigma disappears here in our main result. So we should prove the dual cocycle can be chosen to be trivial if H equals A0, the quadratical. So to show them, I'm showing an idea of the proof. For simplicity, group cross product. And idea is actually very simple. Recall the definition of G cross product. G cross product is a graded algebra with G component A sub G such that each AG component contains a unit U sub G of A. Then a set, right? B equal A1, the neutral component. They each component is free at the right and the left B module with some basis element U sub G. Then A is described by the action and the co-cycle, so that this formula is given. So the action is given by the inner automorphism by UG, implemented by UG, and the sigma shows the product rule among the basis elements UGs. And then write the A by this notation, attaching sigma, but keeping in mind the action. If sigma is trivial, we use the same direct product notation. The condition for the action and the sigma to form a closed product is given by the star. The two equations. So the action is associative only modulo in automorphism by sigma, and sigma looks satisfying the two co-cycle condition, but the order of the product is essential. So the sigma is non-abelian. Also the map from G to out B given by the action is not group homomorphism. So to show on the key lemma, showing the idea of the proof of our main result, let A be a G cross product. Suppose I is an ideal which is stable under the G action. Then the right ideal and left ideal generated by I in A is actually two-sided ideal, and the quotient graded algebra is of this form, G cross product of B over I. Conversely, any quotient graded algebra of A is of this form. We have a key lemma here. Suppose I is nilpotent, and second X group of K, trivial KG module K by M, vanishes for any KG module M, and if A bar is semi-direct product, then the property can be lifted to the A, namely the A is also group cross semi-direct product. And the idea and the proof is quite easy. So we may suppose by induction I squared equals zero, and the induced cocycle, two cocycle, is trivial. Then from the latter one, we have sigma H with value in I such that sigma equals 1 plus sigma sub H. H indicates the Hochschild shield. The substitute in star for 1 plus sigma sub 8 for sigma, then for A in I, G, HL in G, we have these two equations. Let's see. To have this one, the first one, we substitute 1 plus sigma sub H into the first one, this one. Yeah. Then, by the assumption, I squared equals 0, the product of this one and the sigma H vanishes. So, in such a trivial way, we have this one. So, thus we see that I is KG module, and sigma H is two cocycle. The abelian two cocycle in the standard complex for computing X group. By the assumption X group vanishes, we have sigma H is cobinary. Then we have explicit isomorphism between the same direct product and the A. So the same idea is applied to prove vanish some cohomology in higher dimension. But I should stop here. Maybe.
Let's thank the speaker again.